This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Scarlett Robertson. A new bill moving through the Missouri Senate would reform workers' compensation in the state. Backers say the move is badly needed to improve the business climate in Missouri. But as KBIA's Jacob Fenston reports, there's little consensus on the specifics.
The workers' comp system was designed to compensate employees injured on the job without going to court. In Missouri, employers pay some $1.5 billion into the system, says Rich Aubuchon with the Missouri Chamber of Commerce. He says reforming that system could create jobs.
By creating a better business environment overall, it would free up otherwise capital that is captured within the system for workers' compensation. It could be used for job creation.
Aubuchon testified before a Senate committee on Tuesday, but Republican Senator Jason Crowell from Cape Girardeau accused business leaders of rewriting proposed reforms that senators had already agreed upon last session.
Now, you may carry great sway. You may even have some legislators that do everything that you tell them to do. But the last time I checked, you don't get a vote.
Among the proposed reforms would be a change in how employers pay into the state's so-called second injury fund, which protects workers with previous injuries. That fund is already broke, with close to $1 billion in current claims. Jacob Fenston, KBIA News.
The Home Depot store in Joplin, where seven people died during a tornado last May, is set to reopen. A ceremony is scheduled for tonight, with the official opening tomorrow morning. A fund has been set up to assist with expenses residents might face after the shuttering of two mobile home parks in Columbia. The El Rey and Regency mobile home parks are both closing, forcing occupants to find alternate housing. While both parks will be closing this spring, Regency residents will be getting money from the new owners of the site. Those living in El Rey aren't getting the same kind of assistance. About 6 weeks ago, the Voluntary Action Center of Columbia began hearing from people who wanted to help the remaining residents. Executive Director Nick Foster says so far they've had about $500 donated from a few groups and individuals. Right now, they're interested in getting the word out that these funds are available to those in need and are hopeful that others will contribute. As far as what the funds will be spent on, he says it will be a case-by-case basis.
We will respond to the folks as their needs are described to us. We anticipate that most of it will be used for the moves that they're having to make.
Those living in El Rey must vacate by March 1st, and those in Regency have until the end of April. But those with school-age children can stay until the end of May. A Missouri senator is proposing to eliminate the state income tax for some low-income residents while raising the tax on smokers. Republican State Senator John Lamping has filed legislation that would exempt anyone earning less than $2,000 from having to pay state income tax and slightly lower the taxes for people earning more than that. His legislation would offset the projected $128 million reduction in state income tax revenues by increasing the cigarette tax to 43 cents per pack. Missouri's current cigarette tax of 17 cents per pack is the lowest in the nation. A Missouri House committee has passed a proposed constitutional amendment that would place caps on all state spending. From Jefferson City, Marshall Griffin has details.
The measure would prevent lawmakers from increasing state spending more than the rate of inflation. They would also have to take population growth into effect when writing the state budget. It's sponsored by GOP House member Eric Burleson of Springfield.
This money, we shouldn't forget that at the end of the day, it's coming from taxpayers. It's coming from people that could be spending that money on their own home budgets. And so they expect nothing less from us than to be very responsible with the money.
The resolution passed the House Budget Committee 20-9. All nine no votes came from Democrats who argued that finding new sources of revenue would be a better solution than telling lawmakers how much they can or cannot spend. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
For KBIA News, I'm Scarlett Robertson.